The Turnbull government is this week hoping to push its education reform through the Senate. Schools could look forward to a funding boost of $18 billion over 10 years if the crossbenchers provide their support. Most schools will benefit under this needs-based model, but others will miss out. Peter Goss is the School Education Program Director at the Grattan Institute. He told me why he believes this is a credible plan.
Gonski 2 does a number of things. It cleans up the special deals so that no matter what state you're in, no matter what sector you're in, it's entirely predictable what the Commonwealth Government will fund your school at. And that's really important. It allows states to have flexibility in how much funding they want to put in. And in a federation, that's also valuable, that if states want to invest more in school education, great. If they want to invest more in early childhood or health, then they should have that right and take it to the ballot box. Lastly, Gonski 2 is the first time that both major parties have agreed on the fundamental architecture. Now, Labor is not signing on to it, but the reality is that both major parties agree with the idea of a needs-based funding formula, and that would be a much, much better position for Australia to be in.
Why do you think Labor is so opposed to this plan, considering that it will see possibly $24 billion extra dollars in school funding?
So that $24 billion extra is compared to what was in last year's budget. It is still less money than Labor says it would have put in. And school education, and particularly the Gonski notion, has been very powerful for Labor at the last two elections. It's really not clear why they have taken the tactic that they've taken, but they seem to be wanting to hold on to it as an electoral difference. It's a real shame, because what Labor could have done was to say, thank you for coming on board and finally seeing the light to the coalition. We accept your new model. We would do it better and faster, and that would cost maybe $10 billion. Oh, and by the way, we now have $10 billion that we don't need to spend because you've cleaned up some of the special deals, and we can go and use that war chest in early childhood education or some other area. They could have had a win-win from it. They've chosen to attack. I think that's a real shame for Australia and the students of Australia.
And are there any areas in this model that you think could be improved?
So we put our suggestions forward. First, do it more quickly. And that could be made more affordable by actually changing the indexation rate, how much funding grows year on year for school funded at the right level, lowering that in the near term because wages growth is very slow, and basically school costs grow in line with wages. Number two, do try to provide an incentive for state governments to fund their state schools properly. Don't lock them in, because they should have that freedom I talked about in a federation, but encourage them. And we've proposed a mechanism for that. And then maybe most importantly for the long term, put in the independent schools funding body that David Gonski and his team recommended. They should build transparency as to whether each of the different parties is putting in the right money, build confidence around how the funds get distributed within state governments and within Catholic systems, provide advice on the formula as to how funding is done, which will need to be revised over time, and also start to look at, are we making the most of the money? Start to actually do some analysis to say, how do we make the most of the extra money that is being put in? I'm very hopeful that nearly all of the crossbenchers seem to have picked up on that idea of an independent schools funding body as a necessary part of a stable long-term architecture.
Peter Goss from the Grattan Institute, ending that report.